What else? Let's go to the end.
You're listening to In Here, Out There, Stories from the Road. My name is Christopher Ives. So, a little correction from yesterday. The whole point of yesterday's podcast kind of centered around the saying, all that starts well ends well. Turns out that that's not actually a saying. It's actually all's well that ends well, which is the exact opposite meaning. It's really just focusing on the end and not on the beginning. But the philosophical question talked about in yesterday's podcast, I think, is still relevant. So I think I stick by my position that that's important. The means are important. Even if we get to a great future where everybody's happy and healthy, if along the way we had to torture people, I don't know if it's worth it. I think it'd be worth it to find another path. So because yesterday's saying didn't turn out that well, I thought I would read you one of my favorite quotes, which really gets at this deep intentionality that I think drives a lot of what I do, including living minimally. I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately. To front only the essential facts of life and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discover that I had not lived. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. Nor did I wish to practice resignation, unless it was quite necessary. I wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life, to live so sturdily and Spartan-like as to put to rout all that was not life, to cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest terms. Henry David Thoreau, from the book Walden, or Into the Woods. Getting excited because tomorrow or Monday I'll be heading back south again, back south down to Florida, the land of sunshine and warmth, for a tiny house show. It's called the Great American Tiny House Show. It's going to be in Tampa, Florida next weekend. I think it's like a couple bucks to enter. But there's going to be really cool tiny house builds, schoolies, which are old retired school buses that people have turned into custom little tiny house RVs. And the Vitruvian van is going to be there, which is my little handmade RV camper van that I built last year. So if you're in the Tampa area, come check it out. If you're not, look up Great American Tiny House Show. And maybe there's going to be a show coming to your area, because I think they do a few different ones during the year. And if this one goes well, I might end up trying to head to some of those other ones. So could be cool. I'm excited for it. I think it'll be fun. I feel like there's been a decent amount of talking on the podcast over the last week or two. So I'm going to try to put forth a little bit more effort to do a little bit more listening and a little bit more listening to the world around me and to the people that I run into. And with that, Tulsi and I are going to go inside and warm up because it's freaking cold up here in New England. So let's go south, huh? Okay. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow.